Welcome to These Are Good Days with Leanne Miller
and Matt Barris and our new friend,
Erin Moon.
Yes, we are here with our bonus episode. Yes. It's 10 rapid fire questions. Mm-hmm. There might be 11. I just added a couple more after our podcast, but I'm literally going to look at the clock so we don't go too long.
Okay.
Okay. Go, Leanne.
Okay. Favorite cereal?
Oh, Honey Smacks. That makes your pee smell like the cereal. And I don't know why that's comforting.
All right.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You know, in our podcast, you talked about poop. Now we're talking about pee.
Hey, welcome, listen, everyone. I'm a child.
What kind of milk?
Oh, whole for cereal, but oat for like coffee and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I can get on board.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm a whole, I don't want your watered down. Butter?
Thank you.
Gross.
Oh, thank
okay,
you.
Erin, I have some very specific questions to you because we're best friends now.
Okay, great.
Did you ever kiss dating goodbye?
Yes, of course. It lasted maybe 2 weeks.
Did you have a promise ring?
Yes. You know what I had? I had a ring from James Avery Jewelers, and it was I am my beloved's and he is mine in Hebrew around it.
Wow.
I still have it. Man,
that's
I love that ring.
So evangelical niche.
Oh my gosh.
I'm here for that.
Yes, absolutely.
That's juice. That's a juicy detail.
Yeah.
Okay, Leanne.
Okay. Pool or ocean?
The ocean is terrifying. I do not mess with the ocean. I'm a pool girl. Do not. Okay. No, thank you.
I'm with you.
Okay. Here's what we learned about you. You are a theater major.
Yes.
Actually, I didn't tell you this. I messaged you. I think I saw it and looked back in the fall of 2020.
Okay.
I got my big boy job at a school district.
Okay.
And I printed off your Hamilton benediction and hung it in my office and tagged you in it. And you just were like, oh yeah. Hey, that's cool. That was so impactful to me.
My gosh.
Still have it. I love that.
Thank
I gave
you.
It to friends. I made it in Canva. That's when Canva was new. So because all you're a theater works. Girl, tell me your like top three favorite Broadway shows.
This is good.
Okay. Someone asked me this weekend and I was like, I'm going to disappoint you because I am a basic B word about this.
Okay.
But
that's fine.
I love Hamilton. Like, sure. I just love it. I'm sorry. I love Wicked. Again, not earth shattering. And then this is not on Broadway, but I have won Tonys in my car for my performance of Kathy in the last 5 years. It was off Broadway. So it's like kind of niche, but
the last 5 years is that's a deep
oh,
for
I
theater
love that
people.
Musical.
Yeah.
We saw Jason Robert Brown came to Birmingham and like did like a cabaret kind of a thing. And I begged him on Twitter to let me buy him a drink. And he was like, no, thank you. That's creepy. But I was like, that's fine.
That's hilarious.
But I like you and you're great.
So when you say you were a theater person, were you the acting track or were you like design stage manager track?
I am not a drawer. I am not a lighting person. I got A's in those classes out of pity, I think. I love acting. I think it's great.
Okay. Here's my follow-up. I knew there were going to be too many questions. This is too fun. What were your like favorite roles that you've ever played?
Okay, I played Amy in Company, which has the best song. Amy has the best song. It's I'm not getting married.
Is it
married
the married
today.
One?
Yeah, it's my.
Yeah.
It was great. I love
that's
that.
A hard song.
It's a hard song, but
that's
it's
hard.
So much fun. I got to play Rizzo in Grease.
Oh,
which
that's
is
a good one.
Everyone's dream, obviously.
Yeah. See cigarettes.
Yeah,
it's a
exactly.
theme around here.
Cigarettes. let's see. I got to play Zeidel in Fiddler on the Roof. I love Fiddler on the Roof.
I do too.
Yes. So, we did some like Shakespeare stuff in college that I really like. We did some Shakespeare festivals. We did, As You Like It and, Taming of the Shrew. Taming of the Shrew is my favorite Shakespeare. I adore it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's a super fun show.
We could just talk about theater, but we're not.
Okay. Yeah. Are you taking a shower or a bath?
I am a bath girly, but in our house, my children have their bathrooms are the bathtub rooms and they are disgusting. And so, I'm a shower girl right now.
Okay.
I'm really sad about it.
Okay.
Though.
If you're going to pick a trend right now, whether fashion or language, What is a trend you're loving?
Listen, can I just say Kendrick Lamar brought back flares at the Super Bowl this weekend.
Yes.
And I'm in. I'm back in. I love the flare. Like just a good like body ratio balance for me personally. So I'm excited about flares coming back.
It's hard. That's hard for me because I just got these thighs into skinny jeans the last couple of years and I can't get them
now
out.
Now you can release them.
No one wants that. No one's asking for
fair
that.
Enough.
Okay, if you had to save and kill these two terms from our evangelical background,
okay,
would you save or kill quiet time, or would you save or kill hedge of protection?
Oh, that's tough.
I know.
Can I slowly poison one and outright kill the other?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. I love that.
I'm going to slowly poison quiet time and we're going to outright kill hedge of protection.
I'm here for that.
Yeah. I hate quiet time. That's
I'm here for that.
Worst.
You know what? I accidentally started saying on the last couple podcasts in regards to my 40th birthday was, should the Lord tarry and I turn 40? And I'm like, where the heck did
I was talking to her. I was talking to a girl not long ago, and she said, "Oh, I hasten the day."
I hasten the day.
What are you talking about? Like you're 20. What are you hastening anything?
Who talks like that? Yeah. I apparently do in my 40th year.
Do it.
Should the Lord tarry, we'll talk to you in 6 months.
I saw a meme the other day that said, "I don't want to heal my inner child. I want to hand her a sword."
Yeah, I saw that too.
I like that. Okay, Leanne, you're next.
Okay, you can name three. You don't have to name just one.
Okay.
But what are like top three road trip? Now, when I'm talking about a road trip snack, I'm talking about a road trip snack that you don't have in your common everyday life that you say, I have this because it's a road trip.
It's like you're
this
willing to pay snack. $7 like, at a like, gas station
it's like
for
a
this.
Special thing.
Yeah.
Okay. This is humiliating and I cannot believe I'm saying this out loud.
So I'm excited for it.
I'm here.
Give me a circus peanut. I love it. I love the texture. I love the weirdness.
Anymore.
No, I know. And listen, I'm fine being alone in that. That's fine. I'm absolutely secure in that.
I think they're great. You know, they kind of like squeeze
they
down.
Kind of mush, but not like the it's the texture.
I can't. Yeah. I can't.
I'm not doing it in my everyday life. Man.
No.
Settle down. Okay, we're just doing it on road trips.
And
okay.
And a fun dip. Who doesn't love a fun dip?
Oh my gosh, my kids are obsessed. Yes. Are you a nerd cluster person?
Oh, nerd cluster.
Oh, my children are. They are big nerd rope / nerd cluster people.
Yeah.
That's an elite snack, no question about it.
I agree. Yes. I agree. That's like upper echelon snack. Tax brackets.
Do y'all have Buc-ee's up in Ohio? Okay.
No, they're slowly creeping up.
Okay. So, but now my favorite gas station snack is a Buc-ee's Dr. Pepper Icy and a brisket sandwich.
That I am here.
Wait.
That's like
there's
saying, what's your
favorite sandwiches at Buc-ee's?
There's brisket tacos. There's brisket burritos. There's brisket.
What?
There's sliced. Now, you can get chopped. There's so many.
I do feel like I need to push back on that a little bit.
Okay.
Because
I feel like you could get a massage.
If we were in like an SAT and it was like fast or road trip snacks is to a Buc-ee's value meal.
Right.
Is like, what's your favorite fast food? Oh, it's Thanksgiving dinner. Like that just doesn't equate. You basically gave
it's
us
not
the
my
Thanksgiving.
Fault that they do the brisket sandwiches.
I
as
mean,
a
that's
snack.
True.
Has it going on.
Yeah.
They okay. really do. Okay. Now that we're best friends, mm-hmm. we need to know, how do you take your eggs and how do you take your coffee?
Mm. Okay. I was once yelled at by a chef in a restaurant because he came out of the kitchen to like look me in the eye and say, what's wrong with you?
Yeah,
because
I
ordered
good.
medium eggs. And he was
same.
Like,
we call those dippy eggs in Ohio.
He was so offended. Like, I don't know why, but he was like, I have to look this idiot in the eye and tell her what a stupid person she is. So I like that. I love a dippy egg. Like, classic. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then coffee, I'm gonna froth my sugar cookie oat milk creamer, and I'm just gonna put a little bit in there, just a tiny bit.
Yes.
And by tiny Leanne, bit I do mean half of the glass.
Leanne is a frothy coffee girly.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you need to tag Erin the next time you post one.
Yeah, okay,
so she
yeah.
sees what you're all about.
Frothy coffee, it's a kindness I show to myself.
Listen, okay. I like that. I like that attitude. That's good.
Yeah. Okay. Who is your favorite badass woman of the Bible?
Okay. I love Vashti, Queen Vashti in Esther. She's always been like pegged as like a woman. Oh, she's so bad. She was the, you know, what a terrible queen. Get Esther in here. But that lady stood up to Xerxes and was like hell, I'm going to come out here in showing my goodies to all the drunk people. And you can GTFO if you think I'm going to. And I just have a lot of respect for that because she probably, I mean, she lost her position, but she was probably like, I'm good. I'm deuces. I'm out in the desert and I'll see y'all later. Cause anything is better than what I was dealing with back then.
That's a really good answer. That's okay. Good. Last question. What are you reading and what are you binging on streaming devices right now?
Okay. Binging. We're watching Severance, the second season of Severance.
People love that. I have not watched that one.
It is upsetting in a way that I cannot describe. It makes you feel like maybe you are, you're kind of like your brain is slowly deteriorating, but
sounds great.
I think mine is. So it works. And then I just really love Adam Scott. I think I have a weird affinity for him because of Parks and Rec. And so I'm in on him. And then what was the second one? Oh, what I'm reading.
What are you reading?
I read a lot of fan fiction, embarrassingly. I read specifically Dramini fan fiction, Harry Potter, where Draco and Hermione end up together. It's wonderful.
Wow.
It's a deep hole that I am in.
That's interesting. And my wife's in the Thornton Cronin horses.
The corded horses. I tried the corded horses and their thorns, and that I love that for them. I love that for the dragon people, but that's not for me.
I'm like, what are you reading? She's like, well, it's like dragons having sex. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's not my jam.
When I found out that the wings of the people dragon bats were erogenous zones, I was like, okay, I'm actually out on that. But I am happy for those people for sure.
I mean, it might be great.
Yeah. And then I'm reading, I'm also reading Five Views on Atonement, you know.
Just a little light
that's
read.
Awesome.
I keep it on the back of the toilet.
Exactly. You know, this
is so awesome. It's so fun to get to know you in a like quirky, fun, casual way. But if you love Erin Moon like we do, you can listen to more of you on Faith Adjacent with your friend Jamie B. Golden and Evan. Mm-hmm. What's Evan's
Dodson.
Last name? Evan Dodson, yes. Who is a Disney adult, and we love Disney adults around here.
Lovely.
Yeah, he's a great person. Baby angel. Yes. I love him.
Yes. Erin, thanks so much for your time today, and I hope y'all enjoy this bonus episode with Erin Moon.
Thank y'all so much.
Whether ordinary or extraordinary,
we hope you see that these are good days.